Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome to the Bowden Blitz ACC edition. I'm Joe Lisi, joined by former National Coach of the Year, Terry Bowden. Coach, week 14 is on the horizon. The calm before the storm, conference championships, the first week of December. We'll take a look at the updated odds entering the holiday weekend. SMU, minus 110. Now the front runners, they control their own destiny, along with Virginia at plus 170. Miami lurking at plus 850, Pittsburgh and Duke to round it out. Thoughts about the conference entering Thanksgiving Day weekend?
Well, you know, the old saying, the cream rises to the top. It just seems like SMU, when it gets down to the, you got to do it, you got to play. Kevin Jennings plays better. They play better. They seem like it's the bigger the game, the better they play. So this is where they moved up to last year. And so now, it's going to be, looks like they are going to be the team that Virginia maybe would have to beat in the conference championship, the way it looks like now, if they can beat Virginia Tech.
And Rhett Lashley has done a fantastic job there, you know, trending in just the right direction, you know, progressing week to week, did knock off the Miami Hurricanes at home. They were a 2.5-3 point favorite at home against Jeff Brohm and Louisville. That has been a very good underdog throughout the regular season, and they beat them down in dominating fashion on both sides of the football, contained Miller Moss, contained that offense of Louisville, held them to basically 6 points in that matchup, under 10. I mean, their season average, Coach, was right in the area of around 30 points per game. And when you look at this team big picture, does SMU, assuming they make it to the title game and win it, can they make noise potentially in the college football playoff?
Not sure. Again, I think if anybody in the conference has a quarterback and a team that can beat somebody, any given day they can beat someone, I think SMU would be that team. But I still don't feel like right now there's an ACC team that has shown they have enough to get very far in the postseason, just because of overall talent. The talent level of the top four or five teams still seems to be higher than what the ACC is producing.
Absolutely. And now we'll see what the Mustangs can do as they trend to potentially an ACC championship. Haynes King and Georgia Tech were within striking distance. They had a home game against Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, laying 2.5 to the Pitt Panthers that got blown out the week before against an out-of-conference opponent, Notre Dame. It was all Pitt's offense. They built a 28-0 first-half lead, Coach. They never looked back. This was a dominating effort. They hold on to win it 42-28. Georgia Tech did score late in the second half to make it close, but this game was all Pitt in the interior lines. They really wore down Georgia Tech on both sides of the football.
Well, they just think, I mean, Georgia Tech got behind 28-0. Their defense has been their downfall, been their problem, and it continued to be their problem. Now, they did fight back. They were back to 28-21 and about ready to go tied up in the second half when Haynes King, of all people, did what you didn't expect him to do. It's almost like it was a Carson Beck type of move. He throws a 100-yard interception for a touchdown and allows their opponent to put the game away. And that's exactly what happened. And so Georgia Tech had a chance against Pittsburgh, but their defense let them down. And then Haynes King, who has always been there at the end, did not come through for them and allow them to have a chance to win at the end.
Now, they're not going to make the ACC championship game, yeah, but they do have an out-of-conference game against Georgia. So, I mean, I want to ask you the hypothetical. If they do strike the upset and finish the regular season at 10-2, body of work still good enough for potentially Georgia Tech to make it at-large at this point in the season?
I personally, I don't think so. I don't think that's where the voters would go in that direction. Like I said, when you look at the teams in the ACC and the ability to play and how good they have played, I think Georgia Tech just lowered their stock with a couple of losses that they have, especially this last one. So don't believe that's going to happen. Well, first of all, we got to get past Georgia, and I'm not sure they have the ability team-wise to get past Georgia. Although last year went to 8 overtimes, Georgia is a team on a mission right now. So, again, I think Georgia Tech's playing for a good season, playing for respect, but I don't believe they have enough to go out there and beat Georgia the way Georgia is playing right now.
What about Pittsburgh? Pittsburgh, a dominating win. Would they bounce back in a great effort in that matchup on the road? They do now face Miami this coming week. You see Pittsburgh as an 11-1 shot to potentially get back into the ACC championship game. They would need some help for that to happen. Obviously, Virginia Tech would not need to knock off potentially Virginia in the rivalry game. But could Pittsburgh strike the upset this coming weekend potentially against the Hurricanes?
Yeah, the Hurricanes, I believe so. You know, so Hurricanes, it's almost like they've now gotten serious, but it's too little too late. I think they can find a way to beat this team, but I think if they were not and Pittsburgh were to win, I don't think that's going to put them in unless they can go out there and win the championship, the ACC championship, and find a way to get it. If Virginia loses to Virginia Tech, I think Pittsburgh probably is going to end up with a very strong season under a young quarterback and a very, very bright future.
Now, Miami goes on the road to Virginia Tech. They lay as much as 18.5 against the Hokies. This was a dead and buried Virginia Tech team that entered that matchup 3-7 overall. I mean, Miami never really challenged from the straight-up perspective and the game outcome. They were in complete control from start to finish. Unfortunately for Kane's backers, they don't get the cover. 34-17, this game was 10 points with about a minute left. They tacked on a late touchdown to make it look much better at 34-17. Thoughts about that victory last Saturday afternoon? Were you impressed with Miami as a whole? And is this team still good enough to potentially get back into the playoff?
No, my impression of Miami is they're an underachieving football team. Much too talented on both sides of the ball to play this game close. I mean, it was 4th-and-2 with seconds left. They could have run the clock out, but they tacked on one more just to look good. I think the voters see that and see what happens. So Miami, again, I think it's a little bit of too little too late. They're going to win 9 or 10 again this year. They're going to have a good season. But for what they're paying for with their NILs and the portal transfers and what they've done talent-wise, I think anything that happens from here forward, if they don't somehow miraculously get to a playoff or the conference championship, it's going to be a bit of a very disappointing season.
There were two rivalry games in the conference last week, Coach. Duke and North Carolina. North Carolina had the lead in the fourth quarter, 25-24. Duke storms back. They get the win and the cover over Bill Belichick. And the other game, the game against Stanford and Cal. Cal lost that game. At the end, Justin Wilcox has been relieved of his duties. Cal will have a new head coach in 2026. Just thoughts about the Cal program and Justin Wilcox. This is the commonplace. You don't knock off your rival. You don't go to a bowl game. It's going to be heavy tracking for teams looking for a head coach now.
Yeah, that's another job that's open. Did not play well in the big game, the big rivalry game that Cal and Stanford is, and that's enough for him to lose his job. But it's another job that they're going to be looking for a football coach. And you've got to play well in your rival game. I don't care where you are, East Coast, West Coast. There are certain games that are big rivalries, and Cal Stanford is just that. Cost the head coach's job. They may have been moving in that direction anyway, but now where are they going to find a head coach? Because there's only so many coaches out there that people are going after, and a lot of jobs are open.
And you talk about Bill Belichick. They were catching 6.5 in that matchup. They had the lead coach with about 1.5 minutes left. Manny Diaz scores the touchdown, goes for 2, and they get the win and cover in dynamic fashion to give the Blue Devils the rivalry win over Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels. When Coach and I return, we'll dive into those Week 14 matchups in the ACC right here on the Bowden Blitz.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, back on the Bowden Blitz. We Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down Week 14 coming up. We'll take a look back at SMU's win over Louisville last Saturday. They were laying 2.5 in Dallas for much of the week. It got up to 3.5 when Miller Moss was ruled out of that matchup. Deuce Adams and Brady Allen were the backups in that matchup, Coach. For Jeff Brohm to be contained to only 6 points, I mean, credit SMU. They did it last year on the defensive side of the ball. Right. Had one of the best rush defenses in all the conference and in all of college football. I mean, they really contained that Louisville passing attack as well to only 100 yards in the game. They play like that over the next couple of weeks. They potentially can be standing for an ACC championship.
Yeah, they have. With Kevin Jennings, they've got a chance to beat anybody in the ACC. Now, I'll say this. Louisville was a different team. Miller Moss could not play. I think two of the best backs in the country. I've watched him, Isaac Brown. Haven't seen many people around the country a lot better than him. And Kewan Brown, the other running back, neither of them played as well. Louisville just wasn't the same team they were early in the season. So Louisville was not very good at the end. They lost 3 straight. But they had key people that were injured and could not play, and they don't have enough depth of talent to continue to play at their level. And Kevin Jennings, when he's hot, and he was that game, he's hard to stop.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a look at two previews coming up for the holiday weekend. We'll also be on the day after Thanksgiving, breaking down all of the Saturday slate in the conference. We'll take a quick look at the big matchup in Atlanta. It's not in Bobby Dodd Stadium on campus for Georgia Tech, Coach. It's in the Mercedes-Benz Dome. We saw Georgia Tech play at times their bigger matchups in Atlanta. This gives the benefit and the home field advantage potentially to the Georgia Bulldogs. Georgia has won the last two in the series very close. They have not covered. Last year, this game went into 8 overtimes, and Georgia stole it 48-46. This is Georgia Tech's Super Bowl, Coach. We're seeing 14.5 earlier in the week. Now we settle in right around 12.5. Georgia trending at just the right time. Potentially, this is the team to beat in all of college football. Give me your thoughts about how this game might play out.
Well, I think you and I both agree. Georgia probably trending toward the championship playoffs better than anybody in the South. And Georgia Tech's getting them at a point in time where they're very, very good. After last week, and Georgia Tech still not playing very good defense. And I just don't think they can do enough things offensively. It's going to take a great job by Haynes King of being able to have the run to keep the ball away from Georgia's offense and have a couple of explosive plays to get 7 or 10 points off explosive plays. and don't turn that ball over. That's what it's going to take this year. Although Georgia Tech did take them eight overtimes last year. I just don't think that's the Georgia that we see playing right now.
Yeah, and Georgia has won seven straight in the series, but they have closed the gap. Last year, the spread was right in the area of about 8.5, 9 points, maybe even 10 in multiple areas when Georgia played Georgia Tech. At that particular time in Athens last year, Georgia wasn't playing as well and complete on the defensive side of the ball. They did get abused by Jamal Haynes and Haynes King on the ground. That is going to be the MO for Georgia Tech to potentially be within the number. 2 years ago in Atlanta, Georgia laid a huge number, 23.5, 24 points, and only won it by 12. So this is a Georgia Tech team that believes they could go toe-to-toe with the Bulldogs, but they're going to need Haynes King and his versatility. To your point, we've seen Georgia at times this year and obviously at times last year struggle with mobile quarterbacks, right? Jalen Milroe gave them some concerns earlier in that matchup last year against Alabama, Trinidad Chambliss this year. So if you're going to beat Georgia from a defensive perspective, Haynes King needs to basically have 100 yards on the ground.
Yeah, because if he runs like that, they have to get their safeties, their secondary involved, and they get an explosive play over the top. If he does not turn the ball over and he can add 100 yards or so to that running attack, don't turn it over, you're going to talk about a big play could be the difference in the football game. That's exactly what Georgia Tech has to do. But I promise you, those Georgia players don't forget. They remember what they went through last year and how difficult it was to beat them. So I think they will be ready for this football game. And remember, that's only about an hour and a half from their home field, Athens. There will be a lot, if not more, Georgia fans there than Georgia Tech.
Yeah, it was 44-42 last year. 2 years ago, it was 31-23. So well within the number on both sides. We'll see if the Yellow Jackets could potentially strike the upset and really throw the college football playoff in a tailspin if they were to get that upset on Saturday afternoon. We'll see how it plays out. Coach, let's take a look at the other matchup. It's Notre Dame at Stanford. Notre Dame is as hot as any team in the country. They put up a 70 spot late. Rand Brown and the Syracuse Orange, they put up 35 points in the first quarter. Jeremiah Love, again, what a huge performance. He's catapulted right behind Fernando Mendoza in the Heisman voting. They're going on the road. It's a 10:30 kick. I think there's no doubt potentially Notre Dame covers this line, but 32.5 in Palo Alto might be too much.
Well, they got 70 last week, so I don't know. I'm going to still go with Notre Dame. I mean, it's impossible. Stanford has no offense. They rush for 83 yards a game. They're 112th in the nation, 124th in the nation on offense. I just think they can't keep close to Notre Dame. Notre Dame's going to pick their score, I believe, because they did that last week because they needed to. They wanted to. They're going to want to do it again and get as many points as they can.
Yeah, we'll see exactly if Notre Dame could cover the number. If they can, that would be a dynamic performance. They'd be trending at just the right time. Notre Dame not playing in a conference championship game, that benefits them. We said that they would have the brand recognition should they win out. I will just say Stanford at times this year has covered against some better teams and better numbers throughout the year. Just keep in mind they were a 20.5-point underdog earlier in the year to Boston College. I know Boston College is not good, but they won that game outright. They did strike the upset against Cal. They did knock off Florida State, catching 17.5, and won the game outright. So keep that in mind. When we come back, we'll dive into some other games and some other topics in the ACC right here on the Bowden Blitz. All right, back on the Bowden Blitz, Joe Lisi and Coach Bowden breaking down week 14 in the conference. It's rivalry week, Coach. We'll take again the look at the updated odds. Entering the holiday weekend, it's SMU and Virginia. Virginia does square off against Virginia Tech in the rivalry game. It's a home game for Tony Elliott and the Cavaliers. This is an opportunity to make the championship game. We saw Virginia go toe-to-toe a few years ago with Clemson in the title game with Bryce Perkins. Tony Elliott's done a fantastic job. If he were to get the Cavaliers an ACC championship, that would be something, especially when he was on the hot seat earlier in his tenure in Charlottesville.
Well, and then Virginia Tech's a perfect team to be playing, I think, right now to get him to the championship game. Getting the winning the championship game is something altogether different, but I just think he's won four out of his last football games. Virginia Tech has lost four out of their last five. Chandler Morris is healthy and back. He offers great stability to that football team. And remember, if it were to be a close game, that's UVA's forte. They have won almost every close game they've played, three overtimes, a lot of one-score games, and that's what they have done best, be a great team, a lot of belief in themselves to win close games. So I like Virginia to win this one and get to that championship game against Virginia Tech. And then, of course, anything can happen when you get that one-game conference championship game.
Yeah, now a team that's not on that list is Florida State. They have five wins on the year. They have a rivalry game against the Florida Gators, Coach. This is their make it or break it for Mike Norvell. I know they gave him the vote of confidence, but you have to follow it up with a win in a rivalry game against a team that is dead and buried in the Gators, 3-8 overall. They got blown out by Tennessee as a 3.5-point underdog. They need a great showing this weekend in Gainesville.
Well, they're not, he's got his job whether they have it or not. They didn't come out there 4 or 5 weeks ago and say, we'll evaluate it in the season, then come out after last week's loss and say, we officially are going to keep him next year no matter what. The people are furious, I will say that, but they can't. I told everybody this earlier, they can't afford to fire him, and they're not going to fire him. So, yes, it would be good for him if they would beat Florida, but right now, Florida State is committed. There's a hailstorm of craziness going in with the fans down there, but I think they've made the decision that they can't afford to lose him regardless of what happens against Florida.
How important are these bowl games? We used to look years ago, Coach, and say the bowl games were an opportunity if you weren't playing for a national championship to get the younger underclassmen big game experience, to get a jump on the spring practices, which was always important. You get an extra 4 or 5 weeks. For Florida State in that position, is it an opportunity to recruit NIL and get transfer talent? When you look at the bowl potential matchup, if Florida State were to become bowl eligible, or you don't think it matters as long as you're paying the money in today's college landscape?
No, I think that does help. I think you do get an extra week or two of practice. I think that's always been a strength. And it gives you a chance to project a great finish into the offseason workout program. Now, there are factors at Florida State right now. I mean, if you're in the NIL and they've just given the coach one more year after these two bad years, how many guys are going to go there? And if players are on that team, how many guys are want to leave? There are a lot of problems at Florida State right now. By making the announcement that he's definitely staying, it makes you wonder what all those players out there, do they want to come in for 1 year, or do they want to come in because they feel like it may cost him his job next year and they didn't get anywhere? So a lot of issues. But overall, I think your statement is very true. It does help to go to a bowl, get a couple of weeks of practice in again, and then give yourself a chance to have a special ending to a season so it's positive going into the offseason.
We also haven't heard a lot out of Clemson. The Tigers are 6-5. They go on the road to Williams-Brice. This is a game they lost last year at home to Lenora Sellers and the Gamecocks. Any thoughts about Dabo Swinney? If he loses this game, is he on the hot seat or secure in the offseason?
Yeah, he's secure. I mean, they're now bowl eligible. What happens, regardless of what happens to this game. Now, is that what Dabo wants? I guarantee he wants this game as bad as any, because this is their rival. This is a huge game in South Carolina. And you can sit there and say, oh, gosh, they win this one, we got 7. If we win a bowl, we've got 8. And all of a sudden, he's got a lot of positives in a year that had none. So because of his body of work, he's not under a hot seat. If he were to have a bad finish now, it might hurt him going into next year. But right now, It's a real positive atmosphere down there. And he has such a great body work. Different situation than Norvell. He's got too much success down there for them to want to change jump ship on him or change ships in the middle of the season. At the end of the season.
For Coach Bowden, I'm Joe Lisi. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll see you on Friday, week 14, right here on the Bowden Blitz.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.